Written by Paul McCartney for the 1984 animated movie Rupert and the Frog Song, that was, of course, We All Stand Together, which reached number 3 in the UK singles chart. The film won the BAFTA for Best Animated Short Film in the year of its release.
Phoenix FM.
And now at 6:35, it's time for the Stage and Screen News, featuring a big screen update from our film correspondent, movie journalist, Vicky Bufton. The average extra booking fees being charged on West End theatre tickets have nearly halved in the last year, according to the Stage newspaper. Additional fees charged after the initial price quoted to customers have fallen from an average of £1.96 in 2012 to £1.12 in 2013. In the commercial sector, the drop is even more stark, with extra fees falling from £2.21 on average in 2012 to just £1.06 in 2013. The drop in extra fees is primarily the result of more ticket agents including booking fees in the initial price of the ticket quoted to customers. There is still, however, a wide range of extra fees being charged. These include transaction fees, per ticket fees, and charges for printing out tickets. The largest additional fees charged was for Let It Be at the Savoy Theatre, which charged an extra £5 on a single ticket, a mix of a £2 ticket charge and a £3 transaction charge when booked through ATG tickets. NIMAX, C-Tickets and Delphont Macintosh now all charge no extra fees after the initial price quoted, with booking fees wrapped up into the overall price presented to customers when they choose their seat. Ticketmaster, ATG and various independents, including some subsidised venues, are still charging extra fees, normally in the form of transaction charges. These can vary from show to show. For example, ATG Tickets charges no transaction fee for The Lion King at the Lyceum, but a £2.50 booking fee for Trelawney of the Worlds at the Donmar Warehouse, and £3 for most of its other shows. Producers of Billy Elliot the Musical held an audience vote to decide whether to include the song Merry Christmas Maggie Thatcher at Monday's performance of the London show. A spokeswoman for the show confirmed that audience members voted overwhelmingly on the evening of former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher's death to retain the song, which references the imagined death of Thatcher. Earlier in the day, producers announced the show would go ahead as scheduled, but at that time they'd not decided whether or not to include the number. Stephen Daldry, director of Billy Elliot the Musical, said, "Following yesterday's announcement about the passing of Baroness Thatcher and after much discussion amongst the company of Billy Elliot the Musical, it was decided to open up the decision whether to perform Merry Christmas Maggie Thatcher to the audience who attended the show last night. After an explanation of the song's content and hysterical context from the stage, the audience voted overwhelmingly for its conclusion in the second act." Billy Elliot the Musical is currently running at the Victoria Palace Theatre in London and is booking until December the 21st this year. Glee stars Matthew Morrison and Idina Menzel will perform as part of this year's Olivier Awards. They will feature as part of the ceremony on April the 28th alongside Petula Clark, with the event also including performances from West End shows A Chorus Line and Top Hat. Will Young will also appear at the ceremony with the cast of Cabaret, while Heather Headley will sing I Will Always Love You from The Bodyguard. This year's awards, hosted by Sheridan Smith and Hugh Bonneville, will take place at the Royal Opera House, and presenters will include Arlene Phillips, Kim Cattrall, Tim Minchin, Daniel Radcliffe and David Suchet. Meanwhile, Claudia Winkleman will host the event in Covent Garden's Piazza, which will include performances from West End shows and a live screening of the awards. The ceremony will be broadcast live on Radio 2, while ITV will show a highlights package of the ceremony. And separately, Menzel will also appear as part of a special Friday Night is Music Night for Radio 2 that's being recorded at the Hackney Empire on April the 24th. It will be broadcast on Radio 2 on April the 26th. Menzel will perform songs from her career with the BBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Mike Dickin. And new productions opening in London this week include, on Friday night, April the 12th, Table by Tanya Ronda and directed by Rufus Norris opens in the temporary venue at the National Theatre, The Shed. 6 generations, 9 performers, 30 characters, and one very special piece of furniture. And then next Tuesday, April the 16th, Children of the Sun by Maxim Gorky, a new version by Andrew Upton, opens at the Littleton National Theatre. A darkly comic play set in Russia. As the country rolls towards revolution, it depicts the new middle class, foolish yet likeable, as they flounder about, philosophizing and flirting, blind to their impending annihilation. And now, here comes this week's movie news from Vicky Bufton. This week, the Queen was honoured at a BAFTA ceremony for her long-standing support of the film industry. The ceremony was held at Windsor Castle, where BAFTA chairman John Willis hailed the monarch as the most memorable Bond girl yet, alluding to her cameo in Danny Boyle's Olympics opening ceremony. Dan Stevens, or Cousin Matthew to Downton Abbey fans, is possibly about to take up a new role in an update of Arthur Ransom's Swallows and Amazons. The TV star would take the role of villain James Turner, whom the Swallows and Amazons declare war on whilst messing about in their boats. Directors of The Uninvited, Charles and Thomas Gard, will helm the picture. And a stage musical of Jack Black starring School of Rock may be in the offing. Andrew Lloyd Webber has secured the rights to the story, but the question remains whether the songs will be those featured in the film or something of Lloyd Webber's own imagination. One can only hope it's full of AC/DC. Out at the cinema this very week, Tom Cruise stars in a post-apocalyptic sci-fi about trying to save the planet. As it's Tom Cruise, he probably does just that. The Place Beyond the Pines, Ryan Gosling and Bradley Cooper come up against each other in this tale of fathers and sons and the gatekeepers. For the first time ever, the 6 surviving former heads of Israel's domestic intelligence agency discuss their work in counterterrorism in the West Bank and Gaza. And the UK box office cinema top 5. Jack the Giant Slayer slides again to number 5 as Trance follows suit, tumbling down to 4. Dark Skies gather at number 3 in the only debut of the top 5 this week, while G.I. Joe holds firm in the number 2 spot. And the Croods are top of the heap of the get at the top of the heap again, reaping the Easter holiday rewards. You're listening to The Stage and Screen Show on Phoenix FM, and the time is 6:42. And now, to mark the passing of Margaret Thatcher earlier this week, here's Thomas Newman's score to the 2011 film The Iron Lady. Composed by Thomas Newman, that was Exclusion Zone from the 2011 semi-autobiographical movie The Iron Lady, all about the life of the late Margaret Thatcher. The film is written by Abby Morgan, directed by Phyllida Lloyd, and stars Jim Broadbent, Anthony Head, Olivia Colman, and of course Meryl Streep in the title role as the Iron Lady herself. While the film was met with mixed reviews, Streep's performance was widely acclaimed and considered to be one of the finest of her career. She received her 17th Academy Award nomination and ultimately the Academy Award for Best Actress for her portrayal of Thatcher across the four decades. She also earned her 3rd Golden Globe Award for Best Actress, Motion Picture Drama, her 8th overall, and her 2nd BAFTA Award for Best Actress in a Leading Role.
Phoenix FM.
Now, Phyllida Lloyd had directed Meryl Streep in another movie a few years before The Iron Lady, which was, shall we just say, slightly different in tone.
School bag in hand, she leaves home in the early morning, waving goodbye with an absent-minded smile. I watch her go with a surge of that well-known sadness, and I have to sit down for a while. The feeling that I'm losing her forever, and without really entering the world, I'm glad whenever I can share her laughter, that funny slipping through my fingers all the time. I try to capture every minute, the feeling in it slipping through my fingers all the time. Do I really see what's in her mind? Each time I think I'm close to knowing, she keeps on growing, slipping through my fingers. Sleep in our eyes, her and me at the breakfast table. Barely awake, I let precious time go by. Then when she's gone, there's that odd melancholy feeling and the sense of guilt I can't deny. What happened? The places I had planned for us to go. Some of that we did, but most we didn't. And why, I just don't know. Slipping through my fingers all the time, I try to capture every minute, the feeling in it slipping through my fingers all the time. I really see what's in her mind. Each time I think I'm close to knowing, she keeps on growing, slipping through my fingers all the time. Sometimes I wish that I could freeze the picture and save it from the funny drifts of time, slipping through my fingers.
From the 2008 movie musical Mamma Mia, written by Katherine Johnson, directed by Phyllida Lloyd and featuring the music of ABBA, that was Meryl Streep as Donna Sheridan with Slipping Through My Fingers. Streep heads up an all-star cast including Piers Brosnan, Colin Firth and Julie Walters in a story about a daughter's search to find which of the three possible fathers is her true dad.
Phoenix FM.
And the film of Mamma Mia is a big screen adaptation of the hugely popular stage show of the same name. Now, on any given day, there are at least seven performances of Mamma Mia being staged around the globe. On May the 15th, 2005, Mamma Mia surpassed the original Broadway runs of The Sound of Music, The King and I, and Damn Yankees to reach 1,500 performances. And on September the 14th, 2011, it surpassed Miss Saigon to become the 10th longest-running Broadway musical of all time, with 4,098 performances, and is still going strong. From the original cast recording of Mamma Mia, that was Does Your Mother Know? And the West End production of the show has now settled comfortably into its new home and can currently be seen at the Novello Theatre in Covent Garden. Tickets are on sale now.
Phoenix FM.
Well, two of the former members of ABBA, Björn Ulvaeus and Benny Andersson, are directly responsible, in collaboration with Tim Rice, for another hit stage musical. This time featuring all original songs written especially for the show. Chess.
Thank you. my country's heart they rise to fail. She is eternal, long before nations' lines were drawn, when no flags flew, when no armies stood, my land was born. And you ask me why I love her. Through wars, death, and despair, she is the constant. We who don't care. And you wonder, will I leave her? But how?
Josh Groban as Anatoly Sergeyevsky with Anthem from the 2008 Royal Albert Hall concert performance of Chess. And that's it, I'm afraid, the end of another show. After the news, Melanie Watson will be here with Body Talk in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital, followed by Curveballs with Nick Fielder 8, and then the playlist will be taking you through the night from 10 o'clock onwards. Thank you, as always, to Vicky Bufton for her screen news, and to you for listening. And I hope you can join me next week for more from Hollywood, Broadway and the West End. That's the Stage and Screen Show next Wednesday at 6 p.m, only on Phoenix FM. So until then...
I don't see you. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
That's horrible. On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 7, Sir Mark Thatcher has described the death of his mother as a very sad moment.